Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Today His name, from the names of Allah, the 99 names, is Al-Hadi, the one who guides. And you might wonder, is guidance could be provided by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is no. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed that. قُلْ هَلْ مِن شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَن يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَفَمَن يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَن يُتَّبَعَ أَمَّن لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَن يُهْدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask them, those partners, that you treated them the way you treat Allah, that you love them the way you should love Allah, that you beg of them of your needs the way you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask them, those partners that you claim made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are they, can they guide you to the truth? Can they show you the right way that you need to walk into in order to reach to Jannah? They can't. The direct result of the name of Allah Al-Hadi is that we have Quran and we have prophets coming to us. This is a direct result from the name of Allah Al-Hadi. Nobody can do that. And in order to really appreciate that, look, why would people, what is the reason for which people have invented and came up with partners of Allah, with ideas of objects or pictures or paintings or, you know, trees or whatever object that was made or that people have introduced to be worshipped other than Allah? Why? It's because those guys are not Hadis. They don't provide Hidayah. So if they don't provide Hidayah, then what happens? Then somebody who is the custodian of this object, or the custodian of this picture, or the custodian of the fire, will speak on the behalf of the fire and claims to be the one who provides Hidayah. Then this person ends up to be treated like God without being God. And this people is going to mislead. And this person, who is the custodian of the small idol or whatever this idol is going to claim that I am the one who can communicate with this God, and I am the one who can provide you the guidance. Let's say the God is called Hubal. So he says, in the name of Hubal, vote for this person. In the name of Hubal, bring me 1/3 of your wealth. In the name of Hubal, if you don't give me the 1/3 of your wealth, then your entire wealth will be destroyed. Then your, now threats, here we go, threats. Then your kids are going to die. Then your house is going to burn. Then. So you can see really the first thing that they take away from Allah is the Hidayah. That's the first thing they take away from Allah, and they claim it to themselves or claim it to the gods that cannot provide Hidayah, and they provide the false Hidayah on the behalf of those gods. That's why people have so much investment and interest into worshipping other than Allah, is for this particular thing, is to claim Hidayah for this particular object. And this, since this particular object cannot provide Hidayah, then they speak on the behalf of this particular object as custodians of the objects, as rabbis of the objects, as priests of the objects. And then they speak on the behalf of this object and claim to provide Hidayah. And then they misguide you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of this idol. Now, what kinds of Hidayah that could be provided, or what was provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you read Surah Al-Fatiha, at the very end of Surah Al-Fatiha, we are praying for the most important thing that we need in our life, which is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, right? We are begging Allah for Hidayah. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of the ones you have blessed. The path of the one you have given favors. Because that is the favor. The favor that Allah has given. The favor that Allah has given. And it is the most important favor is hidayah. All other favors that Allah would give you will be at the end nothing. Will turn into nothing at the end without hidayah. Because what kind of help or benefit you get from money or wealth or anything if you don't have hidayah? Then that thing will be used to make you miserable and to make others miserable. That thing is going to be used to that thing will be used to harm instead of benefit, to the worst interest instead of the best interest. So at the end of the surah, we are asking Allah for hidayah. And then when we say ihdina, we mention two opposites to the hidayah. The most famous two opposites to hidayah, which is صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غيري. That is the first opposite. غير المغضوب عليهم. Not the ones you're angry with. ولا الضالين. Or the ones who have lost the way. Those are the two most opposites to hidayah. And those define the two kinds of hidayah. The two opposites to hidayah provide the two kinds of hidayah, because the two kinds of hidayah are opposite to those kind of mishidayah which are provided at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha. First of all, when we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, the answer comes immediately from Allah at the beginning of the next surah. You guys are asking for hidayah. You want the hidayah? Then here is the hidayah. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب. Alif Lam Mim, this is the book. You want hidayah? Here is the hidayah. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب. And then Allah at the end of the ayah to confirm, لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. هدى للمتقين. This is the hidayah that you're asking for. And then Allah goes forward into defining the results of this hidayah, which is making prayers or establishing prayers, not performing prayers, because the word performing has to do with acting. But establishing prayers has to do with an establishing of a big structure called the prayer, establishing what the prayer is for, establishing what the prayer is about. Now we come to the two opposites of hidayah. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. What is the first kind of hidayah? The first kind of hidayah is called hidayah of knowledge, giving you the correct information. The human brain is like an eye that cannot see without the hidayah of knowledge. The Quran and the hidayah of knowledge is the light that the brain can see with. If you don't provide this light to the brain is not going to be able to see the truth. So this is the first kind of hidayah. It's giving you the correct information. Opposite to this hidayah are الضالين. الضالين are the ones who are being confused by manipulated books of guidance. They don't have pure sources of guidance. Alhamdulillah, Allah has protected our sources of guidance to remain pure until the day of judgment. But those الضالين, they don't have those pure sources of guidance. Their book of guidance was manipulated, either through translation or either through wicked interpretation. Interpretation that are intended to serve a category of people or work for the best interest of a particular group of people. Inter-translation after a translation after a translation, the book is gone. Every translation is an interpretation. Do you know that game of translation where we put three people or four people and then the first one says a word in Arabic to the neighbor? And then the neighbor knows Arabic and Urdu, for example. So he takes the Arabic word, he translated to Urdu, and then he passed that Urdu word to his neighbor, who speaks Urdu and English. So he takes the Urdu and translates it to English. And then to his neighbor, who speaks English and Arabic. So the word starts with Arabic and goes through a cycle of translation and comes back to the person who started saying this word. They say you start with one word, and after it goes off the cycle, it comes back to you as a totally different word. You start with high, it might end back like something low or something totally opposite to what he said. And that's called the game of translation. So imagine a book that, first of all, we don't know the source language for, that has been translated and translated from translated from translated, and then you end up losing the actual message, the essential, most important message, which is monotheism in that book. So that is the guidance of information, is to give you the correct knowledge so that you know who has created you, what is he expecting from you, what should you expect back from him, what is right, what is wrong, where are you going after death, how are you going to be judged after death, is there a life after death, yes, no. And this is all these questions are important. A few years ago, I've heard about a conference where people, they have gathered so many people from all over the world in order to come up with one question, to discuss one topic. What is that topic? Is there a life after death? Yes or no? Do you have the logic to convince us? How can you prove it? Is there a life after death? And or yes or no? They didn't even get into the details of what is going to happen underground. They didn't get into these details. And they were trying to answer these questions. And they've spent over $100,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars to gather all those people from around the world, from every religion, from every culture, from everything. And then they gathered in the conference to discuss this issue. At the end, what was the result of this conference? They ended up more confused than they started. They could not reach to an agreement, and they ended up more confused than what started. Because, alhamdulillah, if you look at this, a little Muslim kid, you ask that Muslim kid, you know, is there a life after death? And that Muslim kid is going to give you the right answer right away. And this is the guidance of information or the guidance of knowledge. Then what is the other kind of guidance? It is the guidance of the heart. What is the guidance of the heart? To understand the difference between them, let's take the example of somebody who's trying to lose weight. If you're trying to lose weight and the doctor has given you enough concrete information based on lab tests that if you don't lose weight, you're going to die. And he gives you a lot of threat. You need to lose weight. You must lose weight. If you don't lose weight, you're in trouble. You have to lose weight. And then you get convinced that you have to lose weight. So as far as the hidayah of knowledge, the doctor has given you the hidayah of knowledge regarding losing weight. And then you go back, you try to lose weight, and you can't lose weight. But you know that you have to lose weight. Yes, but I can't lose weight. Why can't I lose weight? Even though I know that I have to lose weight, it's because I can't control myself. Every time I am tempted with food, I lose control. I jump on food, I start eating like crazy. And then when my tummy is full, I cry and I regret it. And then I can't lose weight. This explains the second kind of hidayah. The second kind of hidayah is the ability to follow the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. And that is the opposite of that is al-maghdubi alayhim. So al-maghdubi alayhim are the ones who know the truth, but they are not following the truth. They know it very well, but they are not following it. They know they have to lose weight, they are not losing weight. They know they have to, this is the right way, but they don't follow it. An example of that are the knowledgeable or the Jewish scholars who knew that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true prophet. And they knew him better than they knew their own children, or equal to their own new children. One of them, after becoming a Muslim, he said, "Wallahi, I am sure that Muhammad is a prophet more than I am sure that this is my son." They asked him how. He said, "This is my, you know, I have so much description of a man that I had his description thousands of years before he comes. And all these descriptions came true, and all these signs came true. But so I'm sure that he's a prophet. But regarding my son, I don't know what my wife has been doing behind my back. My wife could have been doing something behind my back that resulted into this child, and he's not my child. So I'm not sure about my child, but I'm 100% positive and sure about that this man is the true prophet." And then why didn't they follow him? Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah explained, بِئْسَمَ اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ بَغْيًا أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ.
This is the worst decision they have made, that they have rejected following the truth because they hated that Allah has brought a prophet from outside of the children of Israel. They hated that, and they wanted to punish Allah for doing that, and this is why they rejected following Prophet Muhammad. To the level that Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, and that would be the conclusion, inshallah, says an ayah that is very strange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started this ayah by ridiculing the Prophet and the companions. Allah says, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ is a word to ridicule the ones who are being directed in this speech. Do you hope? Do you have any hope? أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ Do you have any hope? أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ Do you have any hope that you believe in their message? وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ A group among them يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ They hear the word of Allah. They know it is the word of Allah and they distort the word of Allah to fit their best interest مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ After full understanding and full computation, they have heard the message. They have studied the message in so much depth and they have calculated how much this message is going to hurt their personal interest. And then they came up with a wicked plan how to distort the message so that it fits the best interest. So Allah says it is ridiculing the believers who have hope that those guys will ever believe into them. Would you think they have heard it, they know it very well, and they have done so much deep calculation and study. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ means it's like pre-intended. It's like pre-intended murder. It's like something that has been planned for in a very wicked way, in a very strong way. It is that they have done that with full knowledge. Those are in maghdubi alayhim, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with. Tafid dalin are the one who is being confused by a false, manipulated, altered book of guidance, altered to fit the best interest of certain group of people, or altered to serve a specific category of people, or altered through translation, or altered through unclean, wicked translation. Wicked interpretation. Interpretation read by eyes that never cried out of the fear of Allah. Interpretation that was made by hands that never made wudu. Interpretation of those people is the one that produces a book that confused a lot of people. And this will make us feel the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being al-hadi. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.